say in the book of Hebrews, chapter 13, verse 15, and I want us to read it. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 15. I will be reading in the Amplified Version of the Bible. Through him, therefore, let us constantly and at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. This time I want us to read it together. Let's go. Through him, therefore, that is what man can do. They are making efforts. Since a few days ago, this thing has been acting out. Okay, you have your Bible? Yes. Open your Bible. If you don't have your Bible with you, praise the Lord. So what do you have with you? Let us go. Don't worry about the version you have. Just read it. Hebrews 13, verse 15. Let us go. Through him, therefore, let us at all times offer up to God a sacrifice of praise, which is the fruit of lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. Praise the Lord. Your sacrifice is your praise. Say it with me. Your sacrifice is your praise. Say it again. Now I want you to personalize it. Let's go. My sacrifice. Hallelujah. Praise is something that is due unto God, and it's a command to every child of God to praise me. This book of Hebrews is telling us that at all times, this is a sacrifice that we must offer unto the Lord, which is the fruit of our lips that thankfully acknowledge and confess and glorify his name. God deserves all our praises. And I want to tell us today that praise is not only when we are dancing and jumping and laughing and shouting. It comes to God in numerous ways. And since it is the expectation of God for you and I, it is something that we should observe and do it accordingly. Your sacrifice is your praise. Today I will be going into just two dimensions of praise that I am talking about in relation to this topic. Your sacrifice is your praise. No one around you can praise God for you. It is your responsibility. It is your duty as a child of God, as somebody that understands this command, as somebody that understands this God that you said you have. It is true we can be in the church and people are praising God and the person near you is dancing like never before and you are looking like, what is going on? And at a point, you try to look good, so you too begin to move just because the person around you is really all over and dancing and praising God. So you don't want to look weird. You know, people do that. By the time you know, after looking like, man, okay, let me start moving before this, come to me and say, are you here? Then we begin to move. You know, that is not praise. That is not praise. we are required to praise God as children of God. And we praise Him with understanding. Brethren, praising God has nothing to do with how you feel. It is something that is due unto God. It is the acknowledgement and the expression of your gratitude and how worthy your God is. That is the meaning of praise. Praise is talking about how worthy God is. So whether you think He is good, whether you think He had answered your prayer, whether you have seen what you pray for, who God is permanent. Regardless of what is going on around you. And when you acknowledge this, when you understand this, and when you have the full understanding that God, even though what I am saying is not in relation to what I asked for, I know you are still worthy of my praise. That is true praise. True praise doesn't come only when you file your income taxes and you end up with $7,000. True praise doesn't come only when you get your expectation. True praise comes in as much. This scripture is saying at all times. It means at all times that awareness, that consciousness, that understanding should always be there that God, you are worthy. When you stop to praise Him, you are telling Him He is not worthy. And when you come back to praise Him, you are saying you are worthy. When you come back again and stop, you are saying you are not worthy for now. And when things turn around and change, you say, God, you are worthy. You must be consistent in your understanding of how great, how merciful, how powerful, how worthy your God is. Read it well. It says, continually. Praise. Everybody say praise. When you offer it, not only in the church during praise and worship. You know, when you take a shower, you should recognize His Lordship. When you're driving, you should understand He is worthy. At your job, when things are going upside down, you should know that He is great. In every situation, the understanding must be there that, my God, I don't care what I am looking at. All I know is you are unchangeable. All I know is you are powerful. All I know is you are the ancient of days. All I know is you are the almighty. All I know is that you are the one that has the final say. I give you praise. On the sick bed, give Him praise. When you haven't paid your bills, give Him praise. When they fire you, Lord, I thank you. Why are you laughing? When I said the first two, you said amen. Praise the Lord. I said, when all your bills are passed due and you line them up like this, I praise you. You are worthy to be praised because I'm unable to pay my bills because I know you are able. That is what you are saying at that time. See, brethren, let's be real, because it sees your heart. Don't say, God, I'm going to praise you. If I praise you and you don't pay these bills, praise the Lord. Your faith is your sacrifice. Your sacrifice is the praise. Did you get that? Your faith is your sacrifice. And your sacrifice is your praise. Let's say it together. My faith is my sacrifice. My sacrifice is my praise. One more time. My faith is my sacrifice. And my sacrifice is my praise. Because your faith is your sacrifice. Sacrifice is what you offer, what you give. Praise is what God is doing to receive. And we say that your faith is your sacrifice. If you don't have faith, you will not be able to offer. Because you will be going by what you feel. You will be going by what you didn't have. You will be going by what you can see. You will not see what God is doing. And what God is doing is what is most essential at that time. And God is doing what He is worthy of doing. God is doing what He is capable of doing. Not what surrounds you at that time. You can be surrounded by all negativity. But what God is doing is great. Great. When you now have faith to not see what you are looking at, but to see how worthy it is, you will now be able to offer a sacrifice of praise unto Him. Not minding what you are looking at. Because you know that your God is not limited. It's not defined. It's not described by what you can see or by what they say. But God is what He is in heaven and earth, under the earth. He is great. He is great. The first dimension I want to take us to is saying to praise God even when you don't feel like it. Praising God when you don't feel like it. What can make you to praise God when you don't feel? Somebody can see that. How come you won't feel like praising God? Of course, He woke you up. He provided for you. It's more than that. A lot of times, if we want to be real, we don't feel like praising God. That is why we don't praise Him until when we get to church. That is why you don't see the need to praise God even in your house. Many of you never danced and praised God on your own in a long time. Thank God you praise and dance today. But don't let it hear and hear. Your praise account is so low. Deposit praise into your praise account. Praise when you don't feel like. How can you praise Him when you don't feel like? That is when you get up and say, God, I know Your worth. I know how great You are. I know You are not limited to what I am going through. I know You are powerful. I know You see this condition. I will praise You anyway because You command me to praise You. Whether I feel or not, it's not about my feelings. It's about Your worthiness. Yes. Is He worthy? At all times. Like I said, praise is recognizing and expressing the worth of your God in your life. And this is at all time. Praising God has nothing to do with what you are, your condition financially, your condition emotionally, your condition psychologically, your condition, you know, physically, any way you want to describe it. God remains God. So you can't say, God, I will praise You tomorrow because right now, today, you know what I'm going through. Psychologically, I'm affected. Emotionally, I'm hurt. Financially, I'm way backward. It is worthy. And that time when you don't feel like, when nothing around you supports praising God, you get up and you begin to declare His majesty. Lord, I worship you. Lord, I praise you because I know you know my condition and you can do all things. The Bible says you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change. You are the Almighty. You are the way maker. You are the destiny changer. I adore you for whom you are. Even I can't pay my bills at this time, even I don't feel good right now physically, I know you are my healer. You are my sufficiency. When you don't feel like, you owe him praise. Offer your sacrifice of praise. Praise has to be expressed by opening your mouth. You can't say, God, you see, I'm praising you in my heart. Open your mouth. This Bible we read says this is the fruit of your lips. Out of the abundance of heart. Your God is a speaking God, therefore giving speaking praise. Don't just stand in the midst of the congregation and you stand like one, like a tree. And just looking at everybody, and you say you are praising God. Your God is more than that. He deserves you to move. He deserves you to open your mouth. He deserves you to set forth your hand and say, here am I. I am a maker. I am your work. You are my maker. You made me. I am nothing without you. You deserve me to move my hands. You deserve me to move my feet. You deserve to move my body. You are worthy of everything in me to give back unto you your worth. When you want to praise God, please say something. Praise God. I said, when you want to praise Him, do what? You've got to say something. Don't say, you see my heart. And they're telling you that. Let your lips say it. Speak it out. In your bedroom, speak it out. In your car, speak it out. One day I was driving, I felt like praising like never before. I'm like, oh, oh, oh. I wind up. I began to open my mouth. I was singing and singing and singing. I was having fun. Praising God means a lot to God. It's a sacrifice that God expects. It's a sacrifice that moves the hand of God. As we go further, you will see what praise can do in your life that prayer cannot do. There are times that God expects you to talk about how great He is, how merciful He is, how powerful He is, rather than presenting your case through supplication and intercession. No, talk about His faithfulness. Prayer is good. Don't quote me wrong. Prayer is what? Good. Right, prayer in prayer warrior group. Stay there. Don't quit. Don't join the choir. Stay where you are. Everything is important. Praise Him. And pray when you need to pray. Even in your prayer, He wants you to praise Him. As He prompts you, don't say, no. This spirit, no. We got to pray. We got to pray. One spirit is telling me we need to praise God at this time, but I want us to pray. There is a lot to pray about. We have a long waiting list. Be sensitive. There's some level that prayer can take you to. There's some level that praise can take you to. When you combine both together, oh, you are a firebrand. Your praise is your offering unto God. In the Old Testament, thank God for grace. Everybody say grace. Thank God for grace. Hallelujah. Imagine how we commit sin and we have to be bringing cow, goats, balls, and all that and all that. You run out of money. This morning now, this is 11 o'clock. Many of us have committed sin that worth 3 cows. Three. Imagine. The people selling cows will be selling. They will be making money. But Jesus came, the reality, there's no more shadow. No
don't need foreshadow anymore. The reality came, and he offered himself. He shed his blood. Because of the blood that was shed, we, you and I, we have access to the Father in our car, in our bedroom, on the road, anywhere you call, he's right there. Your sacrifice now is your praise. When you don't praise him, do you have money to bring cows? You won't bring cow and you won't praise him. If he's asking you the option now, which one you want? Somebody's laughing here. Which one do you want? If he shows up and says, my son, okay, my daughter, since you laughed, my daughter, choose one. Praise or cow? Praise God. Praise him like never before. Wake up and praise him. You sit down, you praise him. You know, praise doesn't have to do all about singing. It's like how great you are. Hallelujah. Give him a living hallelujah. No more need to buy a cow. The blood of Jesus has been sent for us. The blood redeemed us. The blood paid it all. You know what Jesus said at the end? He said, it is finished. What he's saying is, no more need. You don't need to buy. If anybody asks you to buy and buy and buy, they are cheap. Only on your seat. Run away from them. Run away from them, because that is not me. What I am asking, is not cow. What I'm asking is not white lace. What I'm asking is not jewelry. What I'm asking is not gold. What I'm asking is praise. Can you just praise him right there? Just praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Listen. What you don't value cannot bless you. If you don't value your parents, you cannot be blessed through them. If you don't value your spiritual head, they cannot bless you. When they stand and pronounce it, it goes to places. You need to understand the value you need to place on your God. Your God is worthy. He is worthy of your praise. You need to be thankful. You need to stop complaining. You need to stop looking down at yourself. You are beautiful. You are awesome. You are wonderful. You are loaded with the doings of God. He has plans for you. He's taking you to somewhere. Rise up and praise him. Hallelujah. Stop looking down at yourself because of your color, or because of your tone of voice, or because of your accent, or because of your educational background, or because of the family background you came from. You don't have anybody. You don't know anybody. No, no, no. This God is the one that can talk to you, that I'm blessing you, even when you don't have a child. He did it before. Can you imagine God telling somebody to go and start a business that doesn't have a job? No source of income. And he said, I want to establish a business through you. I want to start something great. You have nothing in your bank account. It's only him that can say that. And he will do it when he says it. He has done it before. He said, Abraham, I am blessing the whole nation. You are the father of nations. Abraham has no child. Stop ridiculing yourself. Change your status. Carry your brand higher than what you think you are right now. Because it's not about you. It's about the God in you. He said, I will do a new thing. And all flesh shall see it. Can you see it now? That is what God is saying. When it is about you, then you can't get nowhere. Well, when it is about God, you are going to places. It goes gradually. Systematically. God doesn't rush. Oh, that's why I love him. I'm telling you. If something comes on you and say, do it now, do it now. My friend is thief. You know when thief want to steal, they look at him. He wants to. God is never in a rush. Oh, he goes. He is God by himself. He is the Almighty. Who can stop him? when it's ready to do, when it's ready to move, it moves on. You are God from beginning to the end. There's no place for argument. You are God all by yourself. Psalm 51 verse 15. I said you must confess it. You must speak it. When you are praising Him, you must speak it. You must speak it. You must speak it. Oh Lord, open my lips and my mouth shall show forth your praise. Did you see that? The Bible did not say my heart shall show forth your praise. When you want to praise somebody, don't hide it. When you want to praise God, explode it. Express it. Speak it louder. Let everybody around you know that you know the worth of your God. How can you value somebody and you are hiding it? Does that make sense? So how can you now value God? How can you understand the worth of your God and you are not bold enough to talk about it? God is great. When you bring your sacrifice of praise, the devil doesn't like that. I'm telling you the honest truth. He doesn't like that. You know what the devil likes people to do? He wants them to fast and keep fasting. And they're fasting with no understanding. They're fasting with no prayer point. They're fasting with no focus. And they think by that, God is bound to do. God is not bound to do through your fasting. Fasting is good. When He directs you fast, please fast. Please fast. But you must fast with understanding, with the acknowledgement of the fact that this is not to bribe God. You know why God won't do it because of your fast? Because when He do it, then you will come and say, that thing was so critical. By the time I started 7 days fasting, before I finished that fasting, the door was open to where is His glory. He won't do it. When you praise Him, when you praise Him, when you praise Him, brethren, He's already at work. He's already at work. Praise Him like never before. A few weeks ago, I was talking to us about Paul and Silas. That would tell you what praise can do. When you offer your sacrifice of praise, see the result. What you get is the presence of God. Did you understand? When you offer your sacrifice of praise, you get the presence of God. His presence commands His moves. When He shows up, not in vain. When He shows up, He is to act. He will act in a way that you have never seen before, and all glory will be unto Him. When people see, they will be marveled and say, wow. So it means that when you praise Him in your car, guess what happened? He is right there. When you praise Him in the jail, guess what happened? He is right there. When you praise Him in any situation, it means He is in that situation with you. When you lift up all your bills, God, I can't pay it, but I know you are worthy. He is right there, revealing His power. He is great. Paul and Silas in the book of Acts of Apostles chapter 16, you can read it when you get home from verse 25. As they were jailed, as they were in the prison, the Bible says they begin to praise God. They begin to talk about how worthy He is, how great He is. Somebody that is bound, captured. But they remember the greatness, the faithfulness, the awesomeness, the powerful God they have. They said, even in this situation, you are still God. Even in this situation, you change it not. We will give you praise that is due unto you because you are everywhere. You are the omnipresent God. You are the omnipotent God. You have all the power. And guess what? As they were praising Him, talking about His greatness, talking about His faithfulness, He showed up. He showed up. When you pray, praise him, you command his presence. And when his presence shows up, that commands his move. Praise him like never before. There was a drama I watched one time ago, and it's really blessed me. I want to act it now. Give me a chair. Usher, five people come. Real quick, be part of this. You better be part of this. Five people, real quick. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay. One chair. Only one chair. One chair. See, faith. They don't know what I was going to do. Okay. Come. This is God. Have a seat. Are you afraid? Please come. God, stand up. Okay. Praise the Lord. Okay, no female. Good. Come, come. Two here. This is God. These are the angels. Stand right here. The angels. Wow. Watch this drama. I'm not in drama department. But I can do all things through Christ that strengthens me. This is God. Watch this drama. Free of charge. This woman was coming to God. Full of complaint. Never grateful. This man I married, I don't understand. Today is good. Tomorrow is not good. Other men are taking their wife to Macy's. He's taking me to Bolinti. See, our children, they are the last one to pay school fees. I don't understand. God, this man you gave me, and I prayed, though. I remember praying to you that you should direct me, that you should guide me. For the past 30 years, I married this man. This man is just there. He can't. God, I'm getting tired. As she was complaining, God was getting angry. Because that is how it sounds to God when you complain. You are provoked because you don't know its worth. When you somebody married for 30 years, you don't see anything good in that man. For a man to marry you for 30 years, he has tried. I am telling you. As God was getting angry, the angels were telling God that, "Sir, it is right." You know, God was like, what do you want me to do? Okay, you know what? I know what you need. I know what you need. Patience. Follow him. Follow her. No. She needs more patience. Long suffering. Follow her. Endurance. Follow her. Woman, that is all you need. It is well with you. She needs patience. She needs endurance. Listen, you never see anything good in your spouse, in your children. Stop complaining. See how great God is in that man, in that woman. And know that he gave you a gift. The Bible says the gift of God does not hide sorrow. What will make you to enjoy that man is you. You are the one holding it. You are the one. When you exercise patience, long-suffering, endurance, you marry a brand new. You will know that nothing wrong with your man is you. Praise God. Another woman was coming. As this woman was coming, she started singing already. Imela. Imela. Okaka. Oyekeruwa. Imela. The woman changed again to Yoruba.
Oba to joba lo, oba to joba o yigi yigi kabiyesi oba to.
As this woman was singing, the voice was like a perfume, cologne unto God. God began to smell. God began to sense that somebody knows my worth. Somebody knows my... God began to say, woman, what do you want? I'm not done yet. You are worthy of my praise. I remember 3 years ago when I was in a car accident. You delivered me. I remember 5 years ago when I lost my job, when I had no source of income. You paid my bills throughout. I remember 2 years ago when my son was sick. This God knows too much. This God is really God. He knows more than me. As this woman was talking, God began to tap his feet because that praise was moving him. That is what your praise can do to God. That is what your praise can do to God. Your praise moves God. As he is God himself, God began to tap his feet. As God was tapping his feet, the angels were moving. Because when God moves, the angel moves. When God moves, the angels move. When God moves, heaven moves. Hallelujah! God said, woman, what do you want? He said, God, I want nothing. You have blessed me. And you continue to bless me. I am full of happiness. I am full of joy. You did what I did not even pray for. Why will I even ask for anything? God said, you know my worth. Increase, follow up. Promotion, follow him. Victory, follow. Joy, follow. As this woman was going, God said, wait, me too will follow you. Hallelujah. That is your God. When you praise him, he follows you. To whatever the situation may be, he will not only bless you, he will give you his presence. And when God gives you his presence, if God is for you, who can be against you? Tell me, what do you want to pray for? When you have the presence of God, be grateful. Am I speaking to someone? Can you praise him now? Praise him. Praise him. Give him your hallelujah that is due unto him. Shout a powerful hallelujah unto God. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. He is worthy. Hallelujah. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear your voice. He wants to hear your voice. Oh, we give him all the glory. Oh, is there someone in the house that is grateful? Is there someone in the house that is grateful? Worship him. His body, his body, your body, hallelujah. Oh, we give you glory, Lord. It's your place, Lord. You are God. seat on your throne and control the affairs of the whole world. You, Lord. Glory be to God. You deserve all the praise, oh God. You are worthy indeed. You sit on your throne and control the affairs of the whole world. Nobody give you counsel. Nobody give you ideas. You know the plan you have for every individual. You are the master planner. You are the destiny changer. You are worthy. You are the way maker. You make way where there seems to be no way. You change status. You change status. You change status. Hallelujah, God. Hey! You wipe away tears. You destroy the works of the devil. You sit and you command. You speak and the whole world trembles. Then I want to give you about 3 minutes to just worship your God, to praise your God. Let him hear your voice. Hey, what the devil is doing. Don't look at it. Don't be distracted. Don't let the devil shift your focus from how great, how mighty, how powerful your God is, and opening your eyes, your concentration to your situation. Your situation today cannot determine your God. The word of God stands sure forever. That is what tells you whom your God is. The second dimension that I'm going to cover briefly today before we go is the story about Abraham. You all know the story of Abraham. God told Abraham, I'm blessing you. You're the father of nations. Nations will come out of you. Even change his name, change the wife's name. Brethren, you don't want to know what it is when you are expected to have babies and it, nothing comes. God talking about nation, they have no one, no single one. Isn't that funny? That is God. Everybody say God is funny. I'm telling you, that's my father. He knows what he's saying. He knows what he's doing. When he said, you do it. Covenant keeping. I don't care whatever your age is, I'm blessing you. I don't care who you know around you, I am blessing you. It's not about you, it's about my covenant, it's about my faithfulness, it's about how great I am. Nothing happened. Sarah said, honey, I believe God. they are fathers and mothers of nations. You understand my age? As I'm looking at you, I'm not looking at a yuppie guy. You are... Honey, you are going. Me too. Sarah already walking with sick. Everything has become wrinkled. You are God. From beginning to the end, there's no place for happiness. You are God by yourself. Thank you so much. God sat on his throne. Watch. See, a lot of times we had helped God, and you are still helping God because you think God is late. Because you think he might work 2 days. You can't help God. Fold your hands and keep quiet and wait patiently. And hold firm unto what he said. Unto what he said. People around you can be moving on and doing testimony and doing baby dedication and doing this and buying house. When he shows up, he takes over. You now overtake, and now you are flying. Sarah advised Daddy, and Daddy was like, okay, you mean? How does that sound for a woman to say, buddy, I'm a housemaid, why don't you? This thing can happen to her. Go in, I've made the bed, go. Some situations are tough like that, and question your faith, and makes you to act on your own understanding. Without seeking the face of God, thinking you are helping God. He made you. You cannot help him. He made you. And he's never late. Nothing caught him unaware. Are you kidding? God? Even when you're sleeping, he's awake. Watching every bit of his promises. Following his word. It doesn't go by your calendar. He had the best timing. Abraham did it. Everybody say he did it. Yeah. And what's the outcome? Ishmael. Genesis chapter 21. Genesis chapter 21. Let's read it quickly. I'm going to close with this. I don't know how many time I have left. But we get in there. Genesis chapter 21 from verse 5. Abraham was 100 years old. Isaac was born. Listen to this story, because I'm trying to cut it short. And Sarah declared, God has brought me laughter. He will cause you to laugh. I said he will cause you to laugh. Can you laugh? And because you laugh, you will laugh again. And Sarah declared, God has brought me laughter. All who hear about this will laugh with me. Do you know that kind of miracle? That makes people to fight and beat themselves up just because of you. Yes. They began to argue. That woman had a baby. What woman? Are you crazy? That woman, that old woman, who's crazy? You are crazy. You think I don't know what I'm talking about? No, you are blind. They began to argue. People began to, they were confused. But it's all. God did it. God has brought me laughter. All who hear about this will laugh with me. Who would have said to Abraham that Sarah would not say baby? Yet I have given Abraham a son in his old age. But Isaac, yes, grew up and was about to be weaned. Abraham prepared a huge feast to celebrate the occasion. But Sarah saw Ishmael, the son of Abraham and an Egyptian servant, Hagar. making fun of her son. That grieved Sarah. So she turned to Abraham and said, "Honey, it's time for that boy and the mother to get out of here. That's it. Don't forget, this is Abraham's son. Don't forget, Abraham slept with Hagar. Abraham didn't like that. That didn't sound like what Abraham would want to do." Continue. Yes, verse 11. "He is not going to share inheritance with my son Isaac. I won't have it." This upset Abraham very much because Ishmael was his son. But God told Abraham, "Son, you listen to her then, you will listen to her now. You listen to her then, because then you are saying, 'Honey, are you sure? You sure you want me to do this? Are you serious? You're giving me your maid? Really? Okay. Who's me to say no? Because you said it, I will do it. Now why are you getting upset?" God said, "No, no, you have to do what she said." But God told Abraham, "Do not be upset over the boy and your servant. Do whatever Sarah tells you, for Isaac is the son through whom your descendant will be counted. I will also make a nation of the descendant of Hagar's son, because he is your son too." So Abraham got up early the next morning, prepared food and a container of water, and strapped them on Hagar's shoulder. Then he sent her away. This part is tough. This second dimension I'm going. I'm sure God is speaking to someone through this. Praising God requires giving up your Ishmael for your Isaac to rise. Giving up your Ishmael for your Isaac to what? To rise. That is praising. It's a sacrifice. Something painful. How do you think it sounds so right for Abraham to not Ishmael and Isaac growing up in the same house? Mistake and miracle. Your mistake and your miracle growing up in the same house. Now, if you don't get rid of your Ishmael, your mistake will mock your miracle. You need to let your Ishmael go so that your Isaac, the covenant, the promise God made for you, will come to pass. It can be tough. It was a tough decision for Abraham to do at that time. He couldn't close his eyes to see him sending his son out of the house. What is that thing that is so dear unto you, but you know you cannot keep it because of God's love? Begin to think about it. It's tough, but you got to let it go so that the fulfillment of the promise can come. It is high time to let your Ishmael go for your Isaac to rise. Abraham couldn't take this. There's something in your life, something in my life that we are so attached to, and you know this is not God's will, but you have been attached to it. Will you give it up? That is your sacrifice. Because of God's love, He said, "Lord, this is painful. Lord, this is hard. But because I love you, and you want me to take this way, I am giving up my way. I am following this way according to your command. Hallelujah. It's anything you can give up easily is not a sacrifice. Your sacrifice is not a sacrifice until it is a painful sacrifice. Praise God. It is not a sacrifice until what? It is painful. You cannot give God what costs you nothing. It is a decision you have to make by yourself, by me. God will not do it. If God do it for you, then it is not a sacrifice. But when you get up and you say, God, you love me, even with your tears, even with your pain, even with your decision, Lord, I'm giving up this. This is what you want me to do. For your will, I'm giving it up. That is a sacrifice of praise. When Abraham did this, God moved him. Listening to my voice this afternoon, I want you to be checking your life, examining your ways. Is there anything you are attached to for years, for a long time, and you know you have to give it up because of God's love? This is your sacrifice of praise.
You have just listened or viewed another teaching from the Orange Foursquare Church family. Please visit http://store.ftlw.org, where you can listen to other teachings freely, or you can purchase and download MP3s. Thanks and remain blessed.